I practice what I preach. The 60-day sprints, the reason this episode is airing in March is because it's part of my overall strategy, right? And I'm not afraid to share that with you because I want you guys to see that when you have a strategy and how things line up, it makes life so much easier.
Hey friend, it's Rosemary from the Podcast to Amplify show, where we empower women entrepreneurs to leverage podcasting as a strategic marketing tool to attract, nurture, and convert their dream clients into their paid offers. If you want to learn how to launch and monetize your podcast so you can build a sustainable online business without relying on the algorithm, check out the Podcast to Amplify show today. You are listening to the Real Truth About Business podcast. Here's your host, Michelle DiNaio.
Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business. As always, I am your host, Michelle DiNaio, and this is the show dedicated to business owners like you who are looking to grow and scale a sustainable and profitable business. And today, I want to talk about 60-day sprints, 60-day sales sprints, 60-day strategy sprints, whatever you want to call it. But the key here is 60-day period, okay? So there are a lot of different strategies out there as far as business planning, okay? There's the 12-week year, which is very, very popular. There's quarterly planning. There's monthly planning. There's annual planning. There's so many different ways that you can strategically plan your business. And I have tried them all. In the 7 years that I have been teaching and actually executing strategic planning, I've tried all of them, right? I've tried doing the big overarching annual and then break it into quarters. I tried doing the 12-week year. And here's what I found. I have found that 60 days is the sweet spot. And I will tell you why, okay? Because 30 days, right? When you're doing a month, 30 days is not a lot of time, especially if you work your business part-time, right? So say you only have 10 to 20 hours a week that you are working your business, 4 weeks goes by very, very quickly, okay? And so, and then on the flip side of that, 90 days, which is quarterly, well, let's do this two ways. 90 days, a lot can change in 90 days. 90 days can be a substantial amount of time with substantial change. And so I find that when you're trying to look in 90-day periods, sometimes things come up in that 45 to 60-day mark that can completely derail that last 30 days. And so 90 days sometimes I think is a little bit too long. Then the next side to that is quarterly, which sounds like, well, Michelle, what's the difference between quarterly and 90 days? Well, the difference here is that, you know, not every business runs January, February, March, right? The quarters typically are January, February, March, especially if you're working calendar year, April, May, June, June, July, or July, August, September, and then October, November, December. Well, let's say, you know, you don't really start your business in January. You use January as a month to kind of get back into things. And so you want to start your 90 days, February, March, April. Again, it's not really quarterly, but it's 90 days. So that's kind of the difference between 90 days versus quarterly. Okay. And then, but again, it can still be too long. And that's where the 12-week year comes in, is 12 weeks, is like 12 weeks from any date. Like you could literally start March 2nd and go 12 weeks from March 2nd or 12 weeks from March 15th, whatever it is. Okay. So, and that works very well. I do highly recommend that book. I think it's phenomenal if you are really looking. It's a great resource. But again, I find it can be very hard to implement and it can be very difficult to stick with, which is why I find 60 days to be the sweet spot, all right? And that is what I have focused on inside of my biz planning program and what I teach the past 2 years in a row that we have been doing, that the program has been running in an annual basis. 60 days truly is the sweet spot. And this year, again, I'm seeing it, I'm feeling it. I just, the results from a 60-day sprint are really, really powerful. Okay. So let's dive into why I feel so strongly about it and how you can plan 60 days. Okay. So at any point, this is the beautiful thing about it, is at any point, no matter when you are listening to this episode, you can start your 60 days, right? Your 60 days does not have to start on the first of a month. It can start anytime. It can start the 15th. It can start the 13th. It can start the second week. It can start the fourth week, right? So whenever you're listening, and if you want to plan 60 days, I typically run calendar months just because that is how my brain was trained. I would, you know, I'm an accountant by trade. So everything for me is not really an accountant by trade. I have an accounting background. I am not a CPA. I am not a certified accountant by any means. I have an accounting background. So in the world of accounting, everything really typically runs on a calendar basis, the 1st to the 30th. So I typically plan my months that way. All right. But you can start your 60 days anyways. And here is why I love 60 days. Okay. So 60 days is number one, it is long enough to collect data, right? If you stick with something for 60 days, at the end of that 60 days, you are going to have data that is going to drive decisions moving forward towards you, towards the next 60 days, right? You will know what worked, what didn't work, especially when you remain with one solitary or two solitary focuses, right? You have two things that you are focused on for 60 days. And at the end of that, you are going to have a significant amount of data that tells you what efforts worked and what efforts didn't, which then is going to propel your next 60 days, right? Because you are going to be armed with this data that says, we did this for 60 days. And from this effort, we gained this, right? And so in doing that, we're going to move in this direction. I want to give you an example of this. And I have another episode coming about data, because I think when people hear data-driven strategies or looking at data in your business, people immediately think numbers. But the reality is that the data is not necessarily numbers. It can be actions, it can be activities, it can be all kinds of things, okay? So one data point that one of the members in the Focus Visionary came up with this in this first 60 days is that when she was getting people booking calls with her, so discovery calls, specifically for inquiring about her one-to-one services, if they were booking more than 2 weeks out. So let's say her calendar was booked up and it was like a 4 week out. She had far more cancellations for the people that couldn't get in immediately or that booked out 4 weeks than when she did if they booked within 7 to 10 days. So what did she do? She used that data and said, okay, I'm going to take that data and I'm going to try this strategy. So for the next 60 days, her calendar is limited to a 10-day. People can only book 10 days out. And then if they can't get on her calendar, they have to get back in her inbox to say, I'm not available anytime in the next 10 days. When can we find time? Right? So it keeps people in her inbox. So this is a strategy that she's going to try because she sees that there is a far bigger chance of cancellations the further out they go. That's data point, right? It's not necessarily numeric. You're not analyzing all of your financial information, right? But it's telling you exactly what's working and what's not working in your business. All right. So that's where I'm saying like 60 days is a powerful amount of time to collect data. The other reason I love 60 days is because we're entrepreneurs, we're business owners, we have shiny object syndrome, squirrel syndrome. It takes over. We're never going to change it. For most people, that is like the biggest downfall, is this like constant wanting to change, right? Like, oh my God, that's a great new idea. Oh, I love this. Oh, I saw this, right? Like you bounce, bounce, bounce. Where 60 days, when you have 60 days, it's very easy to say, I only need to focus on this for 60 days, right? So it allows you to not get bored, or ideally, it keeps you from getting bored and it helps you to maintain a little bit more of a focus. So when you have a new idea, you can put it on your thoughts and ideas list. Pretty sure we've talked about that before on this podcast, the thoughts and ideas list. It's my favorite way, resource, parking lot, whatever you want to call it. Put it on your thoughts and ideas list. And then at the end of 60 days, you can revisit it, right? But again, it's not that far out, right? So I already started planning. So I'll give you another example. Like my 60 days right now that I'm currently at time of recording is March 1st to April 30th. Well, the first week of March is already here, right? Like the time of this episode, it's March 6th. So like the first week of March is already gone, right? So time really flies. And I already have my next 3 weeks planned out. And I have the Focus Visionary 5-day kickoff plan coming up. Don't forget, please get on my email list if you want more information, or send me a DM. If you missed the first 5-day kickoff, I'm running it again. I'm super excited about it. Please, please, please send me a message if you're interested in learning more about it. But So like, I already have all of these things planned out. There is no room for distraction. So that doesn't mean that April, something new is not going to come my way. But guess what? Like, I have my plan so laid out and it is so organized and it's so strategic. There is no room for distraction. And that is what I love about 60 days is it's feasible. It's actually like, it doesn't feel overwhelming to plan out 60 days because the time goes by. It's only 8 weeks, right? And if you have a vacation in the middle of that, like right now it's spring break season, there's a holiday in between that. So typically there's usually something that goes on in those 60 day periods. So really it's not even 60 days, right? So there's literally zero room for distraction. So it keeps you from getting bored. All right. And then one of the other great strategies about 60 days is, again, based on your data that you are collecting, is if you do get bored, you can choose to say, like, for this 60 days, I'm going to try this marketing strategy, right? And you're going to pick a marketing strategy, you try it. And then if at the end of 60 days, you don't like it, you can switch up that said marketing strategy. Or if you have another offer you want to promote, you can change it up, right? Like, so it keeps things moving in your business. It doesn't really give time or space for boredom or distraction or feeling like, oh my gosh, I feel like I have to do the same thing over and over. Like, it doesn't get monotonous, I think, is where, especially for people like me who are impulsive and we love to try new things. We love to change things up. I thrive on change. I love it. So, you know, again, but when I have 60 days, it's like, nope, this is not part of the plan. It keeps me very focused, which is, again, why I call the program Focused Visionary. We are visionaries. We are big thinkers. We see big picture. We have big visions and plans. But in order to execute those, we need to stay focused. Okay, so that's all the reasons around why. Now, how? Like, how do you actually create a 60-day plan? Now, if you are watching this on video, well, if you want the video out, I can send it to you. You're probably seeing a snippet of it. I typically tend, my favorite way, I'm going to show it to you. I'll make sure. I'll try to get this one up on YouTube, is printing out actual calendars. So somebody asked me, where do you get your calendars? Just go to like timeanddate.com and print out a monthly calendar. So I print out the next 2 months of whatever I'm planning. So right now, March and April. Okay. So I print those two calendars. And I lay them out, and usually like one on top of another. You can do them side by side. Again, however your brain works. And so maybe for you, your brain doesn't work in calendar view. I love the calendar view because it's very visual. You can see the weeks. You can see the days. I have like my podcast episodes released on Wednesdays. My newsletter is on Sunday. So like I have things that happen every single week. So I love the calendar view. But if you don't, you can just get maybe a sheet of paper or get your planner out if you have a planner that you love and just pull up your you know, whatever 2 months or whatever 60 day period you're doing. And I think actually on time and date, like if you are not doing calendar months, you can actually set up and create like custom calendars. So that's a really cool feature. So anyways, once you have your calendar printed out, the first thing I want you to do is write any important dates on there. So do you have a launch date coming up? Do you have a masterclass coming up? Do you have a free event coming up? Do you have any big events like conversion style events, launch events, paid events, anything that you need to kind of plan around? All right. So first and foremost, all of your major events go on there. Okay. Once you have that, which you may not have those events planned yet because the step one or 1A or B, however you want to plan it, is to pick one singular focus. What are you promoting? What is the intention of this next 60 days? It doesn't always have to be promotion. Many of the members in the Focus Visionary, the first 60 days, their intention and their goal was visibility, right? It may have been gaining new members to their communities, new members growing their email list, creating more consistent content, engaging on social media again, right? Because for many of them, they took December off. Many of us took December off. So January and February was like just getting back into the routine. Right. And so from that activity, it doesn't mean that sales didn't happen, but their intention and the focus was around visibility. Okay. So pick your one intention. What is the focus? Okay. So for me, this next 2 months, the intention and the focus is on brand awareness around the Focus Visionary program, whether that's one-to-one, mastermind, the five-day kickoff, whatever. It's the Focus Visionary framework that is my focus. All right. How it's the framework is the same. It's just how people come into that world can be different, right? So the goal is that to educate, to talk about it, to start to create brand awareness around this framework. So then once I know what that focus is, then I start to back into, okay, what's the marketing? What do I want to do to market this? How am I going to create that visibility? How am I going to bring people in? How am I going to create that awareness? So on the back of my calendar, I always, because I keep things simple, I'm a pen and paper person. I know it sounds, you would think I'd be totally digital. I'm not. I am best on pen and paper. I will pull in, like, what is my marketing? So one of the other things that was a big focus for me is that I wanted to go back in all in on LinkedIn. If we are not connected on LinkedIn, please connect with me on LinkedIn. It's really, really hard to commit to one social platform. I have struggled with this for the 7 years I've been in business. But I will tell you, the years that I did were some of my best years in business. Again, data supported decisions, data-driven decisions. I looked back and said, look at the years you did the best. Where did you hang out? LinkedIn. All right. So again, data-driven decisions. This is why I mean we make data-driven decisions. and I help you find all this data. Don't think it just, I understand. It's all there. It's just a matter of how do we find it? All right. But anyway, so marketing, LinkedIn, number one. Number two, the other thing I know based on data that I have that supports this decision is that coffee chats convert the best for me. I have not done a ton of them this year. I've just kind of gotten out of my routine. I was working a ton on the back end, trying to get some tech stuff done. And so I'm going back to coffee chats. I love them. They light up my world. I love getting to know people. I love being a connector. Okay. So I'm not going to lay out my whole plan, but I'm trying to give you ideas. And the reason I always use myself as an example is because I try to encourage you to think about things a little bit differently. Again, there's so much noise in the space, and it's so hard not to want to try to do all the things. And I am right there with you. I get it. I struggle with the same thing. I struggle with the noise too. Do not think I don't. All right. So once you have your singular focus, then you plan your marketing. Okay. What do I need to do to create brand awareness around the Focus Visionary? So as you can tell, I mean, I practice what I preach. The 60-day sprints, the reason this episode is airing in March is because it's part of my overall strategy, right? And I'm not afraid to share that with you because I want you guys to see that when you have a strategy and how things line up, it makes life so much easier. Okay. So all of my podcast episodes, I have a Trello board full of podcast ideas, episode ideas, and they're broken down into buckets. And when I was thinking about my focus, I went into all those ideas and went, which ones are going to relate the best to the Focus Visionary framework, right? So that's all the episodes, again, are centered around that singular focus and intention. Okay. So that's step. I don't even know what the hell step we're at. I don't know. Let's just, if I were going to lay this out in an outline, I'd be able to put it all together in beautiful steps. But when I'm talking about things, I just kind of roll with it. All right. So you get your one intention and then you pick your marketing, right? So what are your marketing activities? And then if content is part of it, and again, content doesn't necessarily mean social. It could be your emails. It could be your podcast. It could be blogging. It could be newsletters. It could be a slew of different things. Your marketing could be guest strategies, right? Is it to get on guest podcast episodes? The thing with guest podcasting episodes is, remember, most people interview way before the episode launches. So if you, this is something to think about too in your 60 days. Like if you know you have a launch coming up in May or June, you may want to start doing some guest episodes, knowing that it probably won't launch right away. And it will, if they allow for you to promote or talk about something or gain, you know, obviously followers to your audience, then you want to make sure it's kind of in alignment with what you're doing. There's no point in getting on a podcast to talk about like for me, if I was getting ready to, it's too late for me to do podcast guest episodes about the Focus Visionary 5-day kickoff that I'm running at the end of this quarter, because it's only 3 weeks away. The chances of me getting on an episode where it's like, oh, and by the way, can you promote it in 3 weeks? But I'm also going to run this again at the end of Q3, so I can start to plan around that. So I can start to do some pitching around the framework and teaching the framework and how the 5-part framework comes together, right? Like all these things. So again, plan ahead. Like what 60 days, where does your focus need to be? So plan your content. That's number whatever, like I said, whatever the frick step we're on, I don't know. Plan your content. And then also plan whatever needs to happen behind the scenes, right? This is what I call, and remember we did that episode on balancing the grind versus the goal. So this is the grind. What needs to happen behind the scenes? What still is not being done that you need to work on behind the scenes that is not forward facing? But maybe it's you need to update your client onboarding system. Maybe you're looking at creating a new lead magnet. Maybe you need to put a welcome sequence behind it, because maybe part of your promotion and part of your focus is to launch said lead magnet. Well, if the lead magnet doesn't have any type of automation or anything behind it or any next steps, then it's only going to get you so far, right? So again, what's the goal behind it? And is there anything you need to do behind the scenes to make sure that goes off seamlessly, right? So always make sure if you plan for that, and where are you going to fit it into your schedule? Because again, one of the biggest things, and this is why I say the goal versus the grind, is a lot of people focus on the goal, right? The actions that they want to take towards their goal, which I get it. I love it. But the grind still happens. You still have to manage the day to day. And when you don't factor that stuff in, that's when things start to slow down on hitting those goals and those bigger visions, is because you just haven't planned for it, right? It's not part of your strategy to actually handle the day to day operations and grind and the behind the scenes. Okay. So then the only other thing I add, because again, it's 60 days. Is something that you may want to keep or let go of, right? So again, I'm trying a new strategy. I tried it for, I think, the month of February-ish. I started, I guess I probably have like 15 days under my belt. My goal is to try it again. I'm going to give it another 60 days. I have, and at the end of 60 days, at the end of this 60-day period, if I do not see results from it, it's got to be let go. And when you give yourself that ultimatum, or not, it's not necessarily an ultimatum, but when you give yourself that deadline a bit to say like, I'm going to do this again for another 60 days. And if at the end of this, it's still not netting me the results I'm hoping for, again, results are not always financial, then you have to let it go. So one of the other things is I've been paying for this software because it was like a get in now before the price goes up. And so it's kind of at a lower price and I don't want to let it go because I don't want my price to go up. But I've yet to log into it. So I gave myself a deadline. If you do not get into this software and start utilizing it in the next 60 days, you have to let it go. Because why continue to pay for something that, what, just to secure a low price? Well, what the fuck good is the low price if I'm never going to use it, right? So that is where you got to look at some of those things too. That's all part of the strategy. So giving yourself those deadlines, 60 days is, again, like, am I going to do this or am I not? Are you in or out? Yes or no, you know? So if there's something that you keep saying, oh, I want to try this, or I want to do this, or I'm paying for something, and if you haven't logged into it after 60 days, get rid of it. It's like that, what is Marie Kondo? Or what, I don't know. There's like all those home organizing things of like, put it in a box, and if you don't open the box for 60 days or whatever, it all goes to the Goodwill. So it's similar to that. Like if you don't open it, just get rid of it. Because it's just clutter. It's just something I'm paying for that I'm not using. Okay. So that's kind of the breakdown on 60 days. And if you need help with this, this is what I'm saying. We could do a one-to-one. We could do, this is a great way to use the strategic focused intensive, the 3-hour sprint. Like we could get your 60-day plan out, figure it out, lay it all out, make sure you know exactly what your actions are, set up your accountabilities, all of those things, right? Like you can absolutely, we can get that done. But if you want to talk about it, schedule a free rapid fire discovery call. Just, it's free. It's 20 minutes. We'll dive into it. We'll talk about it. We'll think, look at like, what should you be focusing on for the next 60 days? Definitely schedule. The link is in the show notes. Or you can just go to michelledenioconsulting.com. It's right there on the homepage. Schedule a free discovery call. I'm happy to help you work through this. It's very hard. This episode, I'm hoping that you gained some insight from it, or it's starting to make you think about different things. But this one is really hard to do without any visuals. So I will try also to make sure I get this one on YouTube, because I want you to be able to see my calendar. Because like you'll see, I've got my focuses here in the notes with the intention. So it's very obvious. So I'm focusing on like, what are my goals? And then on Wednesdays, I lay out all my podcast episodes. And on Sundays, I will fill in all of my newsletter topics and what my call to actions will be. And who are my, you know, like I use this as like my be all end all planner for the month. And so this is the only thing I have to look at. So like when I am thinking about like, okay, what do I need to do today? Right? Like how many times do you wake up and you're like, I don't remember, like, what should I focus on? Or you're feeling like you need to do all the things. You can easily just pull up your calendar, look at it and go, oh, okay, this is what I'm focusing on. Have I promoted this yet? Do I need to do this? Right? Like what is the focus? So that's my 60 days. I love it. It's worked out the best from, again, years and years and years of trial and error, trying all the different strategies to figure out where the sweet spot is. And to me, 60 days is the sweet spot. So I encourage you to try it. And again, if you try it and you need help, schedule that free discovery call. I'm happy to chat with you. All right. Until next time, I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.